much. You have your guest here, Manny MUA.
And Laura Lee. I like how you put me for Laura Lee.
I'm so sorry. He's not a guest. He's a permanent member of our show.
It's like I'm the co-host of your favorite podcast.
I forgot.
Oh my God. We also have Tyler here, of course, the honorary fool.
The honorary fool.
And he will be partaking in today's episode.
Because, yes, guys, sir, we're going to start off this episode with some trivia.
I honestly just love fucking trivia, too.
It also ended last time with Manny doing The Jerk.
And that was the most haunting experience of my life. So this time I plan on winning.
Oh.
So when there's a loss, like when I lose, or when Laura loses, really.
I'm fine with losing.
That it'll be something haunting.
Okay.
What's going to be the punishment, though?
I can do a dance.
You danced last time for fun. And I was one that was like, no.
I love moving the bod.
No, I know you do. You move it so well, though.
Oh, I don't.
You do.
That's not true.
You guys, go back to the last episode. I want you guys to look at Laura's ass when she shakes it at the end, or like two episodes ago, when she pops it, and she pops it so well.
No.
You do, and that's, I'm not letting you not have that one. So
all right.
That's that.
All right, Ty, we're ready.
We're ready, sir. By the way, you guys, today's episode's going to be dedicated to, before we start.
Oh, yeah, what are we doing?
It's like our first episode of the podcast.
We're a mess.
Today's episode is dedicated to answering questions we've been avoiding. Like, we did an episode like this, actually episode 6.
So you guys, we tap into that if you want to hear more of that, but that's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, so that's
what
today's video. We screenshotted a bunch. You guys asked a bunch of questions on Instagram, and we're going to be answering questions that we've been not talking about.
We wrote down a bunch, too, in a notebook.
Yeah.
So it's going to be juicy. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
All right, so what's the punishment for losing?
You know, there could also be no punishment.
I like the punishment.
Of course you do.
All the full fam loves the see you guys punished.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I don't know what a punishment should be. Should we try to learn another TikTok dance? Is that what it should be? Should it be TikTok dances that are punishments?
I feel like we keep coming back to...
Not the jerk. I can't do it again.
Dancing on an invisible pole.
Why would we go back to that? I feel like why the fuck are we going back to the invisible pole?
So down.
I guess we'll have to do the invisible pole. But see, Laura likes that. She'll not mind losing.
I do.
So like, we have to find something that she does. Well, I think we have to eat something nasty.
We don't have anything nasty.
No, you know what we should do? You know those Flaming Hot Doritos that you have?
Yeah.
I want you to do an entire mouthful of Flaming Hot Doritos and eat them all. A fistful of them.
I might enjoy that.
Okay, I can only have two of them at a time because they're so hot to me.
Okay.
But if you have an entire mouthful, it might be a little spicy. I feel like that would be good.
All right, we'll
do that. Next time we'll bring something nasty.
Unless we can think of something better, okay, we'll do that. We'll do that.
We'll bring the, what is that, Satan's chip?
No!
Yeah. That's a YouTube video, that is not a podcast.
Baby, we're making that entire, that's a YouTube video.
A whole video.
If we're trying, you guys, I've never tried the chips. So I did a collaboration with, oh my God, Louie and Becky G.
Mm-hmm.
Love them both to death. But they tried the one chip. Like they took a bite of it and I tried the hottest sauce ever. And I died.
Wow.
I really did. And so did they. So I was like, I don't feel as bad.
Enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
Okay, Tyler, we're going to start this off and see who's going to be the winner and who's going to be the loser.
I have 10 questions for you guys.
Okay.
Ooh,
I like that.
All right. Even. Question number one. What year did season one of RuPaul's Drag Race premiere?
The year?
I'm like 1990. Yeah.
Well, count how many seasons.
Oh my gosh.
No, because they kind of have mixed and mingled with the seasons.
Sometimes they've done two in one year.
Yeah, it's not accurate.
So it's not like it's like, and there's, so there's been, I believe it's the 14th season right now is happening. So if we subtract, this is hard. I'm just going to write down a date and I don't think this is correct.
Wait,
but I'm
not
just writing
the date,
a dime.
The year.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was just making sure.
You know what? Okay, let me try that one more time. I'm going to try it one more time.
Okay.
Okay, I'm writing one down.
I just don't know.
So this is what mine's going to be. That's mine.
I'm not looking.
Revealed.
I'm doing math. So I would say 2008.
I put 2010.
Okay.
You guys right in between 2009.
Oh! I was going to put 2009. That's when I graduated high school. I didn't know it was out then. It's because I wasn't out then.
Me and you picked the 2 years in
Dude,
between.
That is so funny.
That's why you can't count on.
Do we get half points?
Nope.
No.
Okay, great.
No.
I love trying to get
that
half
points. That would literally mean nothing.
I know.
Yeah.
To us, so that's so wild that we both got like right between. I love it.
All right, no points for us.
No points.
All right, next question. Whitney Houston famously covered I Will Always Love You. Who sang the original?
Oh,
are you joking?
I didn't know that that was her song.
I actually thought it was her song this whole time.
I thought it was her song.
Okay,
person you guys have heard of.
Oh. Fuck. I think I'm just gonna write down Whitney's name.
Okay, I'm gonna say Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
Well, I have Whitney down.
How is that your? I already told you that wasn't her name.
I was thinking, what if you're trying to trick us?
Oh, okay. Well, you're incorrect, sir. You're incorrect.
You're mean. Mm.
The answer is Dolly Parton.
What? Wait, I really didn't genuinely not know that.
I didn't know that either.
I'm gooped and gagged.
I'm shook.
Unless I'm on some
Dolly's
jank
one of her
site.
One of Laura's faves.
It is.
That's lying to me.
No,
that could honestly be that could be tea.
Can you guys answer some questions?
Tyler, we're fucking trying. The hell you mean?
Ty, right. Could you do some sound effects to spice it up?
Ooh, yeah.
All right, hang on. I gotta remember what they are. I don't have them labeled.
Just hit one.
Why aren't they labeled first? Why aren't they labeled as the first question?
It
Tyler?
Just works.
This one's for Manny.
Wow. Why is it the sad?
One.
Suddenly, this is for Manny. He knows them all now.
All right. Number three.
All right.
Who made history by being the first male to appear solo on the cover of Vogue, the magazine?
Now, how would I ever?
You guys, this is a super famous person and very relevant.
And very relevant. Yeah. First male?
Yeah.
Vogue. I'm just writing down a name.
Let's see it.
So I have, okay, Laura, do you have yours?
I have mine.
I put Tyson Beckford, the supermodel.
I put Brad Pitt.
Wow. Are you saying we're both fucking flops?
Yes, you're both flops.
Okay, so where's the answer?
Harry Styles.
What?
Okay.
What? I just saw him in concert.
I was actually, You know, I'm so stupid. I'm tired. I'm going to listen to my intuition now.
All right.
I was going to put Harry Styles. I'm not kidding.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I actually was.
Oh, were you?
I actually was, but I'm like, no, because there had been other supermodels, like definitely, models on it before. Right? That's why it didn't make sense to me. I'm like, wait, there's no way.
I wouldn't think that either.
Wait, are you saying that it's because he was the only one on it? Is that why?
It just said appear solo. So yeah,
I guess without like a female model, I guess in it. So, yeah. Maybe wow. That's why.
Fascinating.
I'm shook.
The things you don't know.
All right, ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Next up, number 4.
Maybe we can get a point.
What is Miley Cyrus's real name?
Hannah Montana, duh.
Duh. It's the best of both worlds. Is it bad that I thought Miley's name was Miley?
I thought it was too.
Is it not Miley?
No.
It's not Miley. I'm telling you, unless I swear to you, I thought it was Miley.
Found some site that's lying
to me. Tyler, this is a lie that you're on.
It did not say .org or .edu.
.uk.
Don't lie.
For me, honestly, I don't know because I think it's Miley Cyrus.
I'm not going to put anything.
I put nothing.
X.
God, you guys, come on.
We don't
Tyler,
know.
You didn't know.
Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Oh, no.
Maybe when I tell you, I would have never
When I tell you that.
Do you remember when Miley sent me a weed bouquet?
Do you remember that time when we didn't get any points in trivia because we're stupid?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Didn't that's Miley right see you on the street one time?
Dude, and that's why I think I got, yeah, I think okay. That's why she sent me a weed bouquet on Valentine's.
Wow. Thank you, Miley, for...
Thank you for my weed bouquet. Yeah. You're like, Laura's like, where the fuck's my weed bouquet?
I guess you had to run into her, though.
I think we had a run-in experience. That's why.
Fair.
Yeah.
Kind of put you on the brain.
I feel like I might have asked this question before. By the way, we got to find like a new genre for these trivias because I'm running out of
that's
stuff.
Fine. Well, that's
we're gonna
fine.
We're going to have to, at this point, we haven't gotten a single point
so
right,
maybe
Tyler.
You guys will get this one.
That's the
what
sad
What everyday
part.
Item did Romy and Michelle claim to have invented in Romy and Michelle's high school reunion?
I feel like I know this one, actually. Post-its.
Yeah.
Yay.
Look, we each get one
we
point,
get a fucking
which does
point.
Nothing for us because...
Yeah. You know, I think actually Laura's the one that introduced me to Romy and Michelle's movie.
I am.
You did, right? I feel like you're the one that made me watch it.
I'm like a real big fan of that movie.
No, it's amazing. Like when I watched it with you, I was like, wait, I love this movie.
I wanted to be them when I grew up and I don't think I'm very far off.
You're not. You invented Nudie Patootie.
They're my icons.
Period.
Yeah, duh.
Period.
Duh.
All right, ready? Number 7. What was the first release movie? Wait, sorry. I skipped one. Number 6. Sorry about that. What is the name of the fictional town where Stranger Things is set?
Okay, do you know what I'm writing down? I know this isn't it, but this is the only thing that's coming to my mind right now.
I just don't know.
They have like merch and everything.
Wait. Fuck, you're so right. Yeah.
I don't know. Just go. I got nothing.
I put Forks.
Oh, what?
But that's Twilight.
Is it? Oh, is it?
It is. Forks is Twilight. Dude, remember we went to the fucking premiere and we were at a high school that was like similar named?
It's Hawkins.
Hawkins. That makes sense.
It's Hawkins.
I remember hearing Hawkins.
I do too. I so remember that. We're stupid.
All right, number 7. What was the first release movie that takes place in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Maybe. Wait, first released like to TV?
First released movie.
Okay.
Takes place.
That takes, see, there, okay.
This is the a Marvel tr- Cinematic Universe. Do you see the way he's wording it?
This is not a trick question.
Oh.
So, but see the thing, there's, okay.
Well, because it's the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so it's the one that's storyline.
That started it all.
Yeah.
No, well, okay, it's even like, though it takes place in different times.
Yes. They jump all over the timeline, but this is the first movie they released.
Okay, got it.
At the first movie of the first.
Okay, this is secret. My guess.
Iron Man.
X-Men.
Iron Man it is.
Oh, man, he gets a point.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, wrong one.
The lucky one. Fuck. The thing is, I actually am a Marvel fanatic.
Are
That's
you?
The thing. That is the thing.
I had a feeling, man, you're going to get that one.
Yeah, I'm a little. When you were like talking about it, I was like, wait, so are we talking like Captain America? Like, are we talking like, you know, that's why I was confused. Or Captain Marvel, because those take place before Iron Man, but they were released after Iron Man. Mm. I'm very serious about my Marvel universe.
We see. All right, the score is out. 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's winning. Come on, Laura. You only got 3 left.
For once.
I honestly.
3 left.
I'm okay with that. I won last time.
She wants to pole dance on an invisible pole.
Like, she wants to pole dance. And I honestly
like
to give it to her.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. I'm trying. I'm really trying.
No, you're trying.
I'm trying.
All right, number 8. What actor turned down a whopping $110 million offer from NBC to film a 10th season of his popular sitcom?
NBC?
Mm-hmm. If you guys...
Mine's a guess.
If you guys...
Okay. Okay, I'm just gonna... I'm gonna also guess, too.
This I can give you guys wrong. A hint if you want me
no,
to give you
a hint. No, guessing.
We're guessing. Okay, ready? Reveal. I put Seinfeld.
I put Charlie Sheen.
It's Seinfeld.
You're kidding.
Yes.
You guys, I literally, that's-
How
I,
did you know that?
I didn't. That came out of my fucking asshole. When I tell you I pulled that out of my ass-
I don't feel like Charlie Sheen would turn down $10
million. Yeah, right?
So you're telling me that Seinfeld turned down $110 million for one season.
That's how much money he had. I think he was making something around $1 million an episode back then, and that was in the 90s.
And they would film like 20 episodes. So. Yeah,
bro, but even then, that would be him making $5 million an episode for $110 million for a final season.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're done, you're done.
I- See, if it's like, okay, if I can just do one more season, I'll never have to work again, I'd do the one more season.
He already never has to work again.
I think he was beyond that.
He was like, I don't care.
I think he, and plus all the other things he's made money from. So
yeah.
Like,
no, I'm honestly really shocked I even got that one, to be honest. But
well, you technically won, but I would like to finish.
No, you guys can finish in a tie.
If I don't get the next two and you do.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was
And then
only
you both
one
get though. Punished.
No, what the fuck? What do you right. mean?
All right, number nine, ready?
Yep.
What is Rihanna's real name?
Rihanna. You guys, I think it's Rihanna.
I don't know.
Tyler, I don't know. I'm going to have to plead the fifth.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to call.
Plead the fifth.
I'm going to have to call
Rihanna.
In. I put Rihanna as well.
Her name is...
Is it Riri?
No, it's not Riri.
Damn. I was so close.
Her name is Robin Fenty.
That's where Fenty comes from.
Yeah,
okay,
I never
actually
knew
did
that.
Not know that. Trivia would be actually making me learn things for reals.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
Watch these
rich.
All be lies.
Oh.
These are all, we're actually all tripping this entire time. All right,
time. So Manny has officially won.
Wait,
yes.
I want to
finish.
We have
one more question.
We'll do the last question. Double or nothing?
No.
Tyler, stop trying to fucking make me not win, you asshole.
I don't believe in changing the rules throughout the game.
I do.
He does.
I love it.
When Manny loses, the rules start
the rules
to change.
The rules are changing.
You'll notice the rules change.
I'd be doing that too, Manny.
I can't help it.
I don't
it's the
believe
competitive
in
nature.
It. No, you. Yeah. If you lose, you lose.
Do you remember like the other day when we went axe throwing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just went axe throwing the other day, by the way.
And
it was gorge. Tyler.
Okay, Laura kicked your ass.
Laura kicked my ass.
All right, ready for the 10th?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, this one's not really like celebrity related. It is kind of pop culture, but the term NFT was one of the most popular words in 2021. What does it stand for? Laura, we literally talked about this the other day. Laura!
Can you give me a minute?
Ooh, man, he's silent.
I think I got it. I think I got it. I could be completely wrong, but I think I know it. Oh my God, I could be, honestly, I think I know it. I don't even have an NFTs, but I feel like I know the name of it.
I don't know the N.
Ooh.
You go.
Okay, so my guess is non-fungible token.
That is correct.
Wrong.
Wait, what did you write, Laura?
Funded trading. But I didn't have the N.
First part, the N.
Yeah, I didn't have, so I didn't put anything for the N.
The reason I know that is because Paris Hilton has said non-fungible token
yes.
in a TikTok once, and that's when I knew.
It really stuck with you.
It stuck with me, because I'm like, wow, Paris knows a lot.
Well, she's one of the first people to get involved.
Paris is also shockingly smart, and everyone thinks that she's not, and she's a genius.
But that's because
she
you know what? That persona made her a lot of fucking money.
And a literal
it made
like,
her so an icon, she's still smart.
She's smart. So she's smart.
The woman's still
smart. But they were like... They wanted her to do that thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that.
She did the simple life.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Why don't we do the simple life?
We would like a reality TV show.
At the end of the day.
And that's
what we're manifesting.
This episode is about.
It's about
manifesting the reality show.
Okay, cool. I got four. Laura got one.
So you guys hang out to the end of the episode and I'll eat some chips.
Yeah. The chips.
Or pole dance on a
You're going to do an entire mouthful
I'll do,
of chips.
I will pole dance while
eating chips.
Eating chips.
A fistful.
I think that's actually a really, really great idea.
I can do that.
I'm very proud of today's results, you guys.
Results?
Yeah, for winning.
Oh.
I'm very proud.
Yes, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, Laura.
Yes.
You guys, sometimes I wish Laura was more competitive so she could be like,
I know.
You motherfucker. Like Drew. But no, thank you for being proud of me.
I'm proud.
Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Let's go and take a quick break and we'll be right back with our questions you guys got for us.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
And we're back.
Did Tyler bring us back on that one?
Or Tyler did not. He just yelled. But we're back. We're back in the full room, and today we're going to be answering your questions, or just questions in general. So
just questions we haven't like really answered as much online that you guys have been asking us, that you guys are a little nosy about.
Oh, I guess I can take this.
And I love a little nosy moment. Like, I do. I'm a chismoso myself.
He is.
So growing, I grew up in that like Latina household that's very chismosa, chismoso. So it's part of my culture and I love knowing things.
Okay, I'm going to read one of the first, which is more of a statement. Or no, it's a question. How do you feel about BH Cosmetics filing for bankruptcy?
I didn't know they filed for bankruptcy.
I didn't either.
Wait, should we get some info on this? Because I'm kind of curious myself.
Yeah, look up some info on it.
Let me look this up.
When a company files for bankruptcy, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're like going out of business and like they won't be selling products anymore. If you guys remember a couple years back, Forever 21 filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, and here they are. They're still selling.
A lot of companies have. It's just a way that it takes care of the debt, essentially.
So, do you want to hear the gang?
Yeah,
I pulled up the article about it. It says, according to the filings, BH Cosmetics is actually $23.5 million in debt.
What?
And owes a further $15 million in unpaid rent and other expenses.
How do you get there?
I honestly don't fucking know. And there's not like a ton of information about it because they just filed, but they owe almost, oh my gosh, like $40 million.
Oh my God. Yeah. How does that happen?
I don't know. They were found in 2009. And they just filed like days ago.
I am baffled.
For Chapter 11.
I am absolutely baffled.
Which is crazy. So, I mean, they specialize in high quality, clean, vegan, and cruelty-free cosmetics. Another, do you know what it's a trip to me? Because they've done so many collaborations
with influencers.
They've done a lot of things. Celebrities. They just did one with Doja. And so I'm like, wait, how did they get to the point where they had a fire for Chapter 11? I'm so shocked.
I don't understand.
Owing 40 million almost?
Like, but I guess for me, maybe I just can't because I haven't done a $40 million business before.
Right.
So, but I can't.
Yet.
But I can't wrap my head around how you get there.
I don't either. Because
we're not
like
talking profits, we're talking debt.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, wait.
So it's like, what? How do you get that much debt?
And also,
for your
like,
business?
BH, I believe, is made in China.
Yeah,
the products.
So that's really.
So usually the cost point is a lot lower than like being made in the US, things like that.
Less.
So I'm confused as to like, okay, if your price point is like what it is and the cost of goods when you're ordering hella units uh-huh. is that. How do you get to the point where you're owing $40 million? I'm so confused.
I don't understand. I wonder if they're going to come out, make a statement, and do some press on it because this is big.
Honestly, I think that they would because like, yeah. It's BH. And honestly, BH is still kicking.
They are.
They're still going. It's not like, what brand recently just closed doors? It was Coastal Scents, I think.
Coastal Scents, huh? Becca Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's been a couple other small ones here and there that are closing their doors. Mm-hmm. Again, the makeup bubble has popped a bit.
Yeah, it's popped. It's
and
like,
so you see some changes in the industry.
I'm just a little shocked. I'm still shocked about the bankruptcy.
I mean, actually, the number is what's shocking.
The 40 mil?
Yeah.
That shook me to my core.
That shook me. Wow.
Okay.
That's some news. Next question. Would you or Laura ever get your nipples pierced?
I probably would not.
I don't think I would. Honestly, it's not a would. I just have no interest at all.
I have no interest in getting my nipples pierced.
I also am not like a very, I've never been a piercing type of girl.
You have your ears pierced.
But you know, I'm not into piercings. Why, I got my like ears pierced when I was like 12. Yeah,
sure. But you're not like over here like pierced.
No, pierced. Nose, yeah. Belly button, lip, everything. No judgment. My niece wants everything on her body pierced,
totally.
I'm pretty sure.
Totally.
So no judgment there, but just not a piercing girl.
I had my tongue pierced for a long time.
See, some people are like kind of get into piercing.
And I was like, okay, it was like fun. I enjoy it. But then I got my ears pierced and I was like, I'm taking the tongue one out because I got veneer. So I was like, I'm not going to have a tongue pierced. I don't want to chip a veneer. But I feel like I was like happy with getting with my ears pierced and I was like, oh, I have a piercing. And so that's why I took out my tongue one because that was the first piercing I ever got was my tongue piercing.
I got the side of my ear pierced by my friend who did it for
me. No.
And it lasted for like 3 years and then I took it out because I was like, whatever, I don't care. And then like 2 years ago, I went to an event where they were doing piercings and I got it re-pierced and it wouldn't heal up and it was starting to leave like a knot on the, it wasn't a keloid, it was a knot.
Is it because the cartilage, keloids, right?
Oh, well, yeah, it's in the cartilage on the side right here.
Mm-hmm.
And like the, because keloids tend to stay forever unless you have them removed. But because the knot went down as soon as I took it out. But the knot was there for 2 months. And then it's.
And so, wait, what is it? Is it like a knot behind?
Behind.
Is it like a growth trying to grow over it?
Yeah.
Oh, and I was almost like consume it.
I was like, that's not what we're going to do today.
That's not normal.
That's not what we're doing today. So I took it out. And then I also let my second hole grow up. And
grow
now.
Up?
Like grow closed.
Oh, closed, I mean, closed.
Grow closed, I mean.
How cute, grow up.
Yeah.
That sounds like the cutest thing I've ever heard. I love my second hole grow up. Oh, so you left it, so you don't have two?
Mm-mm.
You just have the one?
Mm-hmm.
I want a second piercing.
I want to do a few. Maybe I'll do.
Where?
I don't know. The thing is, I don't really want it. Aaron just talks me into these things. But
she,
I left town and then I came home and she had a bunch of piercings in her ears.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. She's got a, she loves piercings.
I want another, I actually just got invited to like a piercing event. The other day.
I might and get a studs.
Dude, studs is the one that invited me.
Yeah, they have little events.
They have like, a, they have like a little.
I think
I mean,
they
it's
invited
like a,
me to that too, but I think I'm just going to go to
I
the
think
store.
It's like a I think it's like a shopping event.
Oh,
it's like
okay.
I don't think it's like they're going to pierce us for free and all that stuff. It was like, oh, come shop with us kind of event. But I would go to just studs just to get a piercing.
Yeah.
I want more holes.
He loves it.
I don't have enough holes.
He loves it.
Uh-huh. But I would not get my nipples pierced because I'm scared. But the only reason I would, it's like if I were to get it, I would, if my nipples stayed permanently hard, I would get them pierced.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I like when my nipples look hard and I don't like when they look soft.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'll like be walking around, I'll just pinch my nipples just to make them hard.
I just like,
I just like the way
have,
it looks more.
I'm not like a piercing interest person.
Yeah.
I don't even think about piercings. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or tattoos, really.
No, neither.
Like you're not
it's
a tattoo
nothing
piercing
I think about,
person as much.
Consider, and some people are. Mm-hmm. And I love watching videos. People get piercings and tattoos.
Yeah.
And I'm excited
like
to see what
tours.
They got. Yeah, but
fun.
I'm like, whatever for myself.
Yeah, it's like you don't even want to do it.
All right, next question. Will there be a Laura Manny collab?
For our brands?
I guess.
We don't fucking know.
The problem is we don't have an answer for you.
I actually, in my DMs, that was actually probably the most asked thing that I got was if there's going to be a LLLA X Lunar Beauty collaboration. Is the most I got. And honestly, like, you don't even have an answer. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Listen, it sounds really fun and easy, but there's so much.
In theory.
There's so much logistically that goes into that.
It's hard. We have different websites.
Mm-hmm.
We have different fulfillments.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, PO placements. Like, there's just so many that goes into it. I actually, when I've thought about, like, collaboration stuff, because it's not like we haven't thought about it. We've totally thought about it before. But, like, other brands have done it, and, like, they've been sold in, like, Sephora.
Yeah.
So, like, that's where it was housed.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, so we have our site. So, it was, like, housed. It was there. Somewhere. Mm-hmm. For us, like, we have, like, two different websites. We have different things.
We don't distribute at the same place. Like, everything is done differently for us. So it would really be such a weird split. It would be way more difficult behind the scenes than you could imagine.
Way harder. But the thing is, I know for a fact that we would make a cute-ass collab.
Absolutely.
It would be, if we ever did do it, it would be actually stunning. But we'd have to figure out the logistics.
And I feel like we're, like, getting our feet on the ground with the podcast and, like,
yes,
doing all that, and, like, we've got a pretty smooth sailing with everything, but, you know, it just, we want to take our time with everything.
100%. I'm like, if we're gonna do it, it's gonna be done.
We're
gonna
do a TV show first.
True. Mm-hmm. So that's, we're gonna do a show first,
and then after our TV show, we'll cook something.
We'll cook something up for that. And now that we, like, the cool thing too is, like, as Laura and I have evolved with our brands, like, we've gotten more resources for our brands and stuff like that, which is great. Like, it wouldn't, like, fucking break the bank like other times would have. So we would definitely find really, really great sources, but it just takes a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, do you want to read one of the questions?
Yeah.
Just,
I have, like, so, a screenshotted. Duh. Yeah.
Because you have a couple screenshots.
I have, like, the one screenshotted, and Laura has them written down. So we have, okay, let's do this one. Okay. This isn't really more so a question for us. It's almost like an advice giving thing.
Oh.
But, you know, it's nice. So it says, what do you do if your ex won't, quote unquote, get back together, but won't leave you alone either?
It's like the holiday. It's like,
oh my God, it's like the holiday.
It's like, Jasper, let me fall out of love with you. That was, like, the most iconic scene ever.
That literally, like, makes you want to cry, like, every time.
Yeah. I would have to tell you the truth, but here's the thing. We both know you already know the answer.
You know the answer. You just want us to tell you.
You want us to tell you the answer.
Us to tell you. He's gone. The umbilical cord needs to be fucking cut.
And
it needs to be slipped.
You're going to have to cut it.
Because the thing is, guys like that, or women like that, whoever it might be, they love the attention, but they don't want to be tied down.
They want that cake and they want to eat it too.
They want to have the cake and they want to eat it too. And they want to have this kind of almost hold over you to be like, well, I could always go back if I wanted. But the thing is, they want to be able to explore the field, and that's not fair for you.
Yeah. You deserve more.
You deserve way more. You deserve someone that, like, wants to be with you with certainty. And they're like, no, I want to be with you. I want to make sure we're together. And the thing is, it almost sounds like he wants to have you in the back pocket while he gets to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not cool. Like, that's not okay.
Not having the tied down commitment, but when he wants the attention or company, it's there.
Yeah. Like, no. Mm-mm. That's a fuckboy.
That's a fuckboy.
Get rid of him.
Get him out of here.
Get. Okay, I'm going to go into the next one.
Okay.
So next question. Ooh, okay. So what body treatments have you had and what are you willing to spend your money on?
Nothing. I've done nothing surgically to my body. But what am I willing to do? Ask me.
And if you're willing to do anything.
I'm not willing to do anything, no. But I feel like after I have children and my body changes, yes, I don't know what those things would be because I don't know.
Or face, anything like that.
Oh, face, because I'm thinking neck down. Body, same. For some body. Reason, I just chopped the head off.
I'm like, okay, well, that's your head too.
I'm like, well, let's go back a little bit.
I'm like, that means your
my head. Answer changes. I would do a nose job.
Really?
Yeah. I would do a nose job.
Like, you, like, want to do one,
and
or like you
the
would?
Amount of people that have had one, it just makes it seem real easy.
Honestly, it makes it seem
it
like
starts to be like, wait a minute.
It's like Botox.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't you just, is it in and out?
I was talking to a few girls and like, majority of the girls had had a nose job. And really? I was like, what? Like, what the fuck? Why do I get one?
Like, so normal. Like, just chill.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, well, that's encouraging. It inspired me. I was like, well, everybody talks about it so nonchalant. Like, it was very easy. Yeah. And, like, they're so happy. So I was like, well, I'll do that. What about you? Oh, as far as I've never done. That's a fucking lie.
Listen, that is a bold-faced lie.
I've only had Botox and fillers on my face, though. Mm-hmm. As far as, because I want to clarify, I have had that done to my face.
But that's not like
going under the knife. Yeah, no, I've never gone under the knife.
You never gone under the knife. For me, I have gotten, I have veneers, hairline, lipo, BBL, Botox filler. Mm-hmm. And if there's a thing, and I would absolutely invest in more things. If they come up. I've like said, I was like, I'll get a facelift if I have to.
The first thing I'm doing is getting a neck lift.
Oh, hello.
Once I saw Kris Jenner's. Ooh,
that's life changing.
Shocking.
That's honestly like, that's a huge difference.
And it just seemed like neck she lift, was like facelift. Chilling after. Like, yeah. It was just like a little snip snip.
Mm-hmm. So I would definitely do like any kind of lift like that for sure.
The lifts.
Yeah, I'll do the lifts. Like, we're especially in for at the 50. Lifts.
Imagine the technology they'll have in our 50s.
Yeah, in like another, 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be even better. I want it to be a laser neck lift.
Me too. Imagine? I want a skin tightening.
Oh, that is like, immediate. I want my abs etched.
Kim Kardashian, I saw her on a podcast and Ashley Graham had asked her like, what treatments do you like? And she was like, what's your favorite skincare regimen? Mm-hmm. She was so honest. She was like, laser.
I love that.
She was like, I literally get my whole face lasered every summer to remove any spots, anything.
Any discoloration, like, she was so honest. I love that. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that she was honest about it because I feel like it's really easy to be not honest about things like that and be like, no, it's genetic.
Moisturizer.
I don't do Botox. It's just olive oil.
Eye cream. Right.
Uh-huh. But no, I feel like that's really, really cool that she did say that. But for me, I'm not like, I wanted to be a plastic surgeon when I was younger. So for me, I have no qualms about surgery at all. I think that if you want something, you should get it as long as for the right reasons. So for me, if there's anything I'll ever want, I'll definitely invest. I mean, honestly, I'm investing in myself. Mm-hmm. That's the best investment I can ever do.
I agree with you.
You know?
I agree.
So I will do anything I would like.
That's damn right. It's your fucking money.
It's my money. It's my body.
And I want it now.
And I want it now, daddy. I mean, as long as I'm not like, you know, going to everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation.
As long as it's like for me, as long as I'm not going into cat
That's
realm,
one of the biggest takeaways in life.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation.
If I ever got to that point and I had like, if I was filled to like the brim, you would tell me.
I would tell you.
Yeah. You'd be like, you might want to cut it back on the fills.
I would friendly tell you.
Yeah. A nice little like. So, what'd you do?
The filling's getting tight.
The skin's getting real tight around those eyes.
Tight. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your biggest financial mistake? I'm like, I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
That is a great question.
What's something, though, that's like, you don't even have to be like billions, but what's something was like expensive that you're kind of like, oh, I wish you didn't
like
do that.
Even like when I used to buy like Cartier jewelry all the time and like things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, looking back, it's cool because I've gotten like jewelry from trips and they've made like memories out of them. So that was a really, really cool experience. But like looking back, I'm like, I could have bought something not as expensive.
I'm trying to think. I really appreciate everything I bought.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what you buy.
I like, try exactly. It, you know? I try not to get too loosey goosey in the clothing, purse, and jewelry department in my life. I try to keep it at bay to prevent any regrets.
Yes. You're not like overspending.
I mean, my couch is one that's got me hung up. That was a really bad. I mean, guys, this couch, how much was it? $7,000.
I forget about the couch, to be honest.
The couch is a $7,000 regret.
That's an L.
That's an L.
The couch was a big L, and it's going to be replaced soon.
This year is the year of replacement.
Is it this the year for it?
I think it is.
I agree.
I think it's gotten its 1 year of use.
No, it's been two.
Oh, has it been two?
It's been two.
Well, then we're good.
Then it's time. Then you're like, okay, it's totally fine. Because I've had my couch from you for 2 years.
So that's how I know you've had that one for two.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
And Laura's couch is keeps given to me.
And it just the and gift I love that keeps
Laura's,
given.
I love Laura's couch you gave me.
Dude, that is the biggest financial mistake.
I mean, honestly, how could it, like, because it's just expensive and it's not comfortable.
Oh.
It's a difference if it was like something expensive as fuck. Let's say like the cloud couch, which is super expensive, but it feels amazing.
And you'll have it for years versus 2 years.
No, that's a regret.
Yeah.
I would just say my expensive, really expensive jewelry for me.
All right. Somebody asked, do you hate Jaclyn's concealer?
Do I hate Jaclyn's concealer?
That's strong words.
That's a big word. I'm giggling because I actually did. I've used the concealer. I did a video on it. I didn't like it. It definitely wasn't my favorite concealer I've ever used. But hate is such a strong word.
Is there a beauty product you've ever just like really been like, I really hate this? I'm trying to think for myself.
I'm trying to think. I honestly feel like it's hard because
mine
I feel
is the
bad.
Renaissance palette from ABH.
You didn't like that? Oh, the Renaissance. Wait, Modern Renaissance?
No, what's the one?
I was going to say, Subculture.
Oh,
you're thinking
my,
Subculture.
Sorry, guys.
I was like, wait, I
people's
love
jaw
Renaissance.
Dropped at home.
That
was like the palette of the year.
That was like my favorite palette.
Out.
It's still like
I still
iconic.
Use it.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
Subculture was scarring.
Subculture. That was shock. Because the thing is, when you fluffed your brush into it and it kicked up like that, it was a jar.
It was
jarring.
Just jarring.
You know, for Jaclyn's concealers for me, it was just like, I felt like it just dried too quickly on me. And I feel like it just emphasized a little bit my dryness and my texture. So if a product's like that, I'm just not going to use it. I don't necessarily know if I hate it. You know, I can use it for, let's say, eye primer.
Yeah.
You know, I can use it for other things, but it's just not going to be something I would use daily.
I fucked up because, by the way, thank you, Jaclyn, for sending to us.
Yes.
I have not tried the concealer. That's why I'm not answering that. Mm-hmm. But also, I was so stupid. I posted on IG story because I wanted to support and share the new launch. Uh-huh. So I posted her foundation. I was like, can't wait to try this foundation. And everybody was like, oh, that's a skin tint. Jaclyn DM'd me, though. She was super sweet.
What'd you say? She was like it's a
thank
skin
you
tint.
So, hold on. I'll literally read what Ms.
Oh my
Hill.
God. I'm so dead. She's like,
what did Jaclyn say?
That is so fucking funny.
She was so nice though. I mean, oh, here we go.
Graceful.
I hope you love it. Keep in mind, it's not, it's a tint, not a foundation. So it's going to have minimal coverage.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, thank you for clarifying. I'm an idiot.
I've actually used it as
it looks
primer.
Like in the bottle, it looks like a foundation.
Totally.
Any skin tint would look like a foundation. Mm-hmm. Though.
It would just look like it naturally. Yeah. Unless you're like reading the back of it, it says like blurring skin tint. You're not going to, it looks like a foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've used it as a primer. I think it's nice as a primer.
Ooh, I'll try that. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Congrats, Jaclyn, on that. We don't hate your concealer.
Yeah, we do not
we
hate
do not
your shit. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, someone asked, are you guys still friends with Tati?
Yes.
We were never,
not friends with her.
So, all right. I mean, there's nothing else to say.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, honestly, congrats to her for coming back to YouTube too. Like,
she's thriving. Really cool. She's thriving. She's doing great. Her own
thing, which I think is absolutely amazing. She's doesn't live in LA anymore.
She's living her best life, I think.
Which is honestly really nice. And that's all we can really ask for.
Yep. Would you guys do a TV show together? Never. Never.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys, I think it'd be so, honestly, Laura, I think it'd be so much fucking fun. I feel like we're manifesting it. Because remember, like, the other day we were talking about it and then you tweeted it and people were like, yes.
Yeah. It's part of my manifestation.
It's part of the manifestation.
Putting it out there.
I feel like if we could do a show, can the full fam help with this? Like, what kind of show should we do?
I had a call with my agents today about me and you doing our show. Yeah. And I contacted Manny and said, I told my agents, we're doing a show.
That's literally what it was. Yeah. She literally was like, by the way, my agents know that we want to do something. I'm like, perfect. Yes. So now we just have to find a production company and something to do.
We want to also be a part producer too. So we're really starting to investigate this avenue.
Yeah, I honestly just think it'd be fun. It's like a new thing. You know, mm-hmm. I obviously did that reality show that's coming out soon. Surreal Life. And it was a fun experience. It was hard, mm-hmm. but it was fun. And I think that
I feel like it would be easy really with us too.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, with us too. Plus, like, obviously having our friends in it too, jumping in with it. It'd be fun. Like,
absolutely.
I think we could have a really, really, really good time doing it. It's more so like about like what we would do and like having the right people doing it around us. Mm-hmm. Cause like, I don't want it to be a situation where it's like, I don't know, like weird. I don't want it to be like a weird thing where it like doesn't like come across like the way I want it to. Cause even like, what's it called? Hype House show just came out on Netflix. And a lot of the people that were on the show that have come out and they've been like, you know, I didn't really like how I was portrayed.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wouldn't want that to happen to us either. You know what I mean? Thank mm-hmm. God we have to have production cred. But mm-hmm. it's like, I want it to be something really awesome and cool and like we would really enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You want to read the next question?
Yes, I do. Let me poo. Oh, this is a good one.
What?
So it was like, so you guys had a reconciliation with Gabriel. Obviously we did. And what's the status with Nikita?
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah, so I thought that was like, oh, that's like something I guess we technically really never haven't talked about.
So I feel like with Nikita, we never actually, either of us had any beef or there was never an argument. There was never a problem.
There was never anything that like broke the camel's back with her that we were like, oh my gosh, we can't be friends.
There was never a moment. I would say so much happened in our relationship and it was very hard for us to all hang out all the time.
Yeah.
But I think our love for her and like her love for us, it never really changed. Like, I would say we're not as close as we once were.
No, yeah, we're not. I would say definitely not as close as we once were.
Yeah. But that just because we are not as close does not mean we're not friends or that we don't like each other. Mm-hmm. There's actually zero beef.
And there's literally no beef. Like, that's the gag. Like,
I could really DM no beef. Nikita right now. Same. You know what I mean? And say, checking in, love you, you know?
Yeah, like, how are you doing? Hopefully you're doing well.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's like absolutely no beef at all when it comes to Nikita. And I'm so also on this, Gabriel's so, no, like, I'm so glad we all got to reconnect and talk.
I love Gabby.
And I love Gabby. And I literally just saw him the other day. We went to like a freaking nighttime food market together.
Gabby's really fun to go out with.
He's so great to go out. He's so much fun. He's so chill and relaxed and just like, it's such a good vibe and I love hanging out with him. So I'm so glad that it's gotten, like, all four of us really have like gone to like, at least with us, like we can't talk about everyone else's friendships or relationships, but when it comes to us, it's like everything is like good. Everything
it's always been good with Nikita for me.
Yeah, it's always been good for me too. I mean, there's always been like, you know, for me with Nikita, like, I knew Nikita back like years and years and years ago. Like, I'm talking like 6 years ago, mm-hmm. like very, very back there. So I always have this like love for her.
Same.
I'll always have this like little like, just like, oh, I know Nikita from back in the day. And I'll always have that passion and love for her. But you know, she's doing her thing. She's living her life. We're doing our thing.
We are living like different lives now.
Yeah.
I would say more so that's what it is. We all have gone separate. All four of us have kind gone different avenues, different paths, have changed. I mean, but so many years have gone by. How could we not?
How could we not?
So, you know, we've all created different friendships, but just because people don't always hang out doesn't always mean there's beef.
100%.
Yeah.
And there's no beef.
There's no beef. Okay, I have a question that correlates. Mm-hmm. Who do you currently have beef with?
No one.
I would literally say if someone has beef with me, it's one-sided.
Yeah.
Because are there people I don't really communicate with anymore? Sure. Mm-hmm. But ongoing anger, grudge, beef, mad at, I don't care.
Yeah, I think like, I would.
Everybody, we've moved on.
I would say completely agree on with that part. I don't have any like active beef. Because active beef like literally takes like work, right? Like active beef is literally like I'm mad at you and I think about you and I'm like, this is crazy.
Ongoingly angry at that person. Mm-mm.
And I honestly don't, I honestly have like, I feel like I let a lot of that go.
Me too.
Like, honestly, like a long time ago with a lot of people I don't really communicate with anymore. And I'm just like, honestly, y'all living your life, I'm living mine. Like I hope that.
I don't care.
And I think that's like, honestly, that's what maturity is. It's just like growing and learning like that you don't have to be, you know, in beef with people and you don't have to just let it go.
Actively furious. Let it go.
Let it go. Honestly, it affects you.
Not every relationship is going to end perfectly.
Right.
But you don't have to actively be angry or mad. Mm-hmm. Time heals everything. It really does.
Honestly.
And
all wounds.
I'll be honest, it's just like I don't even think about it.
That's how I think it is for me too. It's like I'm not really actively thinking. I feel like there was a moment in time where I'd be mad at friends and I'd be like, oh, this sucks. And like, I think that's natural as human emotions. That's how we are. But I think, again, time does heal all wounds.
We just did this last episode or a couple episodes back with Kristen.
And you guys had like a beef for a while. Not like an actual active beef, but you guys had a falling out.
We had a falling out, which then just led to us, you know, kind of going our separate ways and not communicating anymore, which we both regret. That went on. But what's kind of crazy is people are like, wow, you guys are friends again? And I'm like,
which is actually really strange because I did see that too.
And I'm like, we've been friends for years.
Yeah, years since that. But because we like, you weren't showing it or like,
we did show it. We comment on every post each other makes for years.
Yeah,
we,
it's true.
We support the shit out of each other's brands like all the time. We repost each. I mean, we really show it. So it's like you would have to just completely be blindly.
Or what? And I wonder, like, when they say that, I'm like, what were they thinking about? Like, the friendship was it like you guys. It's not like you guys were showing each other every single day either. I'm like,
to begin with.
So I'm like, wait, how did it even get to that point where it's like, oh well, I don't guess friends again.
Yeah, it's like, oh, but, it's like interesting to me.
Yeah,
to see that because I'm like, what'd you think?
I saw comments like that. On the TikTok I posted.
Right?
Like, I had no idea Kristen and Laura are friends again. I'm like, really? Because they've actually been friends for years. Look at their posts. Like, they come in.
Where you been?
Yeah. No, it's very strange.
Yeah, it's a little odd, but.
No, but honestly, yeah, I would say I have no active beef with them. I don't think you don't have any active beef with them
like
either.
Like I said, if someone does, I'm sorry, but it is one-sided because I'm just moved on.
Yeah, we're past it. Same here. I'm just like, girl, I'm trying to live. In 2022 and live happy.
In this peaceful world.
Honestly, we're just trying to move forward. We're trying to live in our fucking bubs.
Honestly. All right. So.
Let's see if I have any on mine too.
Yeah. See if you got one.
Okay. Last question that we have was, what is a hard no you would never fucking do in the bedroom? And one thing that you'd be like, okay, fine. Like, I guess I'd be open to trying for my partner.
Oh my god.
So what's like a hard no?
I would be open to, oh, well, I guess I'll start with that just because I would be open to like, I want to say, I probably couldn't do role play just because Ty is putting on his headphones.
Wait, let me put these on too. Let me put these on because I want to see if Tyler has anything to say.
I would be open to like, an outfit.
Missionary.
like a costume. Okay, cool, cool. It's not something I do.
But you'd be open to
it. I would be like, if he was like, yeah. I would probably laugh though if you asked me.
Oh, you would laugh for sure.
You know, I'd be like, what the fuck, bitch? But
Tyler's giggling. I can hear his giggle.
I'm trying to think of what I can get you to dress up as now.
Tyler, I feel like you have to answer the question too. I think this is part of it.
Tyler would be open to anything.
Yeah.
Not anything.
Peg!
Yeah. Hey, that's the hard no.
I was about to say, I don't know if I would hard. Do that. Yeah. I don't know if that's my journey. That's what I was going to say. As my,
that's your hard no, is anal.
Well, pegging
or
him.
Pegging him. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Show.
I think anal.
If I like really too. Wanted it, you wouldn't be able to do it?
I would literally, God. I would die.
Shocked right now. Shocked.
Like, what if I really wanted to get pegged?
Fisting. I would say fisting is also, no? Oh. The fisting is just like not happening.
Fisting, I wouldn't want to do that. You were fisting someone else.
Either. Mm. Either way, mm-hmm. It's no for me. All right, yeah. I just gave like six no's.
Lots of no's from us.
What do you got?
Lots of no's. We got okay, a lot for of me, notes. My hard no would definitely be like any shit stuff, any shit play. Oh, it's a hard God. No for me.
Or the piss play.
Any, Two Girls, like, One Cup.
I've never watched Two Girls, One Cup ever. And I honestly don't think I ever not. Will.
You should look it up.
Because that traumatized. No, I feel like I've heard about
anymore.
It so much.
It's like gone.
It's gone, right?
You can definitely find that if you want to.
In the deep interwebs, you can probably find it. No, I honestly, I've never watched.
I do not participate in the deep web.
I'm scared. I don't want to see it. I've heard horror stories about it. I've never watched it and I never will. Mm. And that would be like my hard nose, anything to do with shit, really. I'm just like, no, I can't.
What's something new you haven't done but would do?
Well.
Or would try, whatever.
I would also try out like the role play stuff. Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing that just to see if like, if they were interested or like dirty talk. Like I'm not really necessarily like a dirty talker. Yeah. I'm not really, that doesn't like turn me on.
Me either.
I don't get turned on when they're just like, yeah, you fucking, I'm like, can you stop talking? I'm literally like, can you please stop?
You just like it dead silent?
No, I, you hear no. No, it's not dead silent, but I just don't like it when it's like so much talking, like a little bit of like, fuck yeah, like sure.
Yeah.
But like,
oh, when it's, fuck yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of that. God. Imagine if I sounded like that high pitch.
Stop.
If I was like, yeah. I would know. That's definitely not me at all. And yeah, I think that's what I would definitely, I would try those things.
Okay.
And like if a guy, like let's say my partner was like, I really want to pee on you in the shower.
Uh-oh.
I'd be like, that's a little weird, but I might try like on my leg or something.
All right.
In the shower.
He likes piss play.
No, I don't. It would have to be, I've never done it ever once, but I'm just if kidding. My partner was like, you like, I love this. I'd be like, okay. Like if it's in the shower, like never outside the shower. It's already warm water, like whatever.
Right.
What about you, Tyler?
Would I do piss play?
No. What's your like non, like your thingy?
What's your non-fungible token?
Yeah, I was literally, I literally was like, why am I thinking of it? One thing you would never do.
I would never do?
Yes. And one you might do.
Let's see.
Hard no.
Hard no on the pegging.
Hard no pegging.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
And something I would do. I guess me and Laura are going to role play now.
I don't want to do that.
We're doing it. I think you should try.
Do you see what this podcast does?
What do you want me to be?
It opens,
you want me to be
cans of worms that can't be closed.
You want me to be a fireman?
Yes, I want.
Ew. Are you going to be a sexy librarian?
No, that's lame.
No, it has to be something cool.
No, okay. Librarians. I think you're sexy, but
but it's not different. My vibe. No, I think that the coach and athlete thing is hot.
I would like to be a mechanic.
Yeah,
you be the mechanic.
You
I don't
yeah.
No, you'll be a stripper. Laura Lollipop.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Laura's face is so good.
Please help me. Get me out Someone of this room. Help me.
And that is where we end today's podcast, guys.
Well, Laura has to do the thing.
I'll do the
chips.
Chip. That'll be a great note to end on.
That'll be a great note to end on. Tyler, do you know where the chip bag is? It's literally right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she was munching on them.
She had to do a handful.
Okay.
Like the
whole
hand.
Ass handful. They all
go
in your mouth.
Can I pick my chips? Because I feel like if I get a stack of ones that aren't huge, I can get more in.
Manny, you get to tell her when to stop.
Okay.
All right. I'm also picking ones that aren't too crazy.
No, they need to be like red, red, red. As red as possible.
I just don't
red is the devil's dick. Do you know where that's from?
Red is the devil's dick.
Yeah.
That's Danny McBride.
Yes. It's not Danny McBride.
Can I do this?
It's from Pineapple Express.
I don't know if I can get this many in.
Yes, do that.
Okay, listeners, if you don't like chewing, back
ASMR,
up.
ASMR, baby.
ASMR. That actually sounds pretty cool. Laura, don't you do it. You got it in. Put it down. It's falling.
Oh, I don't know.
What was that?
She said, do you remember when we did the spicy noodle challenge?
Oh my god, she was gagging.
Dude, when she...
Oh my god.
The gag from the spicy noodle challenge.
It's my favorite when she gags.
It's my favorite. Tyler.
Who said that?
This is not...
It actually is hilarious when she gags, though.
No, it honestly is the funniest thing. When she goes like, when she goes like this. With the little finger.
That's when you know... If the finger goes up.
Laura, we should do a collab with food again.
I'm down.
We should do another like eating thing soon. Those
I
are
want
fucking
you to look at my funny. Seat.
No, you're a disaster.
I put too many in. I should have went
That's
one less.
That's what she said.
I put too many in my mouth. Look.
Is it not hot? Are you not shook?
I'm all right.
She's good to go.
I want more.
I have a little corner of it. But it's anyways, you guys.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for being here and watching.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Rate, comment, review.
Like. We want to see the fucking comments. We want to read your main comments.
And we'll see you in our next episode of Cold
Bye, you guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.